Hello, my beautiful people. I am Kayla Ware, your host of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. And today is the very first Devo episode. I decided to start doing devotional episodes every Wednesday where I'm not posting a podcast episode. That way you can see more of me and hear more of God's word. So today's topic is sermon series, and I'm going to try to keep it quick and brief while getting the point across. So I came across Luke 17 verses 1 through 2 as I was doing my daily reading, and it really stuck out to me, so I decided to share my thoughts with you all. As it reads, "And he said to his disciples, Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin." First off, I would like to point out the fact that Jesus himself said, temptations to sin are sure to come. That right there goes to show us that regardless of what we do in life, how we try to avoid it, we are going to be tempted by sin. But it is up to us to choose to handle that temptation in a way that pleases God. Now, what really caught my attention was verse 2. Jesus said, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. So for those of you who may not know what a millstone is, it's a huge flat rock that is used to grind wheat into grain. It could be used to crush other things, surely, I'm sure, but that was, you know, my research on it. And the weight for a millstone ranges between 200 and 2,800 pounds. Let me repeat for emphasis, 200 and 2,800 pounds. Just imagine having something just 200 pounds around your neck. That alone may kill you before you even throw it into the sea. But not even that, let's say it doesn't, and you're thrown into that sea, steadily sinking to the bottom, knowing that there is no way back up. Serious, right? And that's how serious sin is. Jesus said that is better than tempting his children, well, his brothers and sisters, God's children, to sin. So next time you're sinning, you know, and you catch yourself sinning, or maybe you know that you are causing someone else or tempting someone else to sin, I want you to imagine a 200-pound millstone around your neck. I want you to imagine dropping into the sea, looking up to the top as it gets darker and darker and darker, knowing that you are never going to return to surface, even if that is still better than tempting someone to sin. If sin is that serious to God, then it should be that serious to us. Let's take this chance that we have today to repent of our sins and continue to do better and live for Christ. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with him.